What did you think of a word for a lazy, unambitious person?
No, you're just sorry.
Okay.
That's a good enough expression.
Yeah. What about a bird that seeks insects in tree trunks? Well, what about a bird that makes a hole in the tree trunk?
Well, that's
just
that little old bird I'm trying to call his name, and I can't. They call him Peckerwood.
Okay.
Some of them do, but he's really an old lady. What is he really?
Sapsuckle.
Is that what you're
thinking?
I think so.
Don't say that if that's not it, but I've heard lots of other people around.
Well, she said Peckerwood.
Peckerwood is what it is, but you know, he represents somebody else, don't he?
That
same bird.
Some other people call him sapsuckle.
What about an insect that jumps in the grass?
That's a grasshopper, isn't it?
Okay.
Mama! I'm on Mama you.
Suppose somebody wanted to get from one corner of a field to another, instead of going around the edges, you might say he went what across the field?
Cut across.
Any other way to say that? Would you ever say something like kitty corner or catty corner?
Catty corner, yes. I would use that word.
Say it again.
I said catacorn, and I have used that.
What about Andy Godlin?
No, I
haven't
used that. Well, this name has a kick.
Suppose somebody is just going every which way. Do you have a word to indicate that? You
can have angling.
Okay.
Listen, don't bring it in here now. Take it in there and eat it. Don't bring it in here.
Oh, do you have a word for evil spirits?
I hope we don't have no evil spirits.
You don't believe in evil spirits yourself?
Yeah, I guess there is evil spirits, but I never think something like that.
Well, you know, some people believe that maybe after a person dies, a spirit will come back to the earth, and what might you call that? What are little children afraid of sometimes?
Well, that's ghosts, I guess, they'd be spreading them, but
okay.
I don't believe people come back.
Yeah. What about a house in which these spirits might live?
Haunted house.
Say it again for me.
Haunted house.
Okay.
They call it a
What about something that brings bad luck?
That's an owl.
Doesn't an owl really bring bad luck?
Yeah, owls really bring bad luck.
How do they do that?
Well, they just get up and come over and holler, you know, and they'll warn you, though. You just pay much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
You fall down the steps if you look up at the owl.
They'll holler and holler.
Well, how do you know what they're warning you about?
Though? Well, you don't know what they're warning you about. Nobody knows what's going on, but he's bringing some kind of news.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what it
but
is.
It's going to be bad news.
Yes, it'll be mostly bad.
All right. What about a person who brings bad luck?
I don't know about him. All of us, I guess.
Have you ever heard of a news bee?
Yeah.
Is that something that brings bad news?
There's one. If it's a black bee, it's